Hello and welcome to Weekly MTG. I'm Blake Rasmussen.
I'm Steve Sanu, and we have two very special guests here with us today.
Two players of the year.
Yeah.
One current, one former. we're lucky enough to have Brad Nelson and Luis Salvato in the building this week. What were you guys doing here?
We helped design the new cards.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, of course. Yes.
Yeah, I just took a 20-hour flight to be here with you, so.
just for the show.
For those who don't know, these two guys are sporting some jerseys from the MPL, the Magic Pro League.
Yes, indeed.
That's why they were in the building this week. We had all 32 members of the league in the building to learn about a ton of stuff, to get a bunch of information downloaded into your brains.
Most of which we can't share with you here on stream today, but soon.
Soon. Yeah. Talk us through what were some of the things you guys were doing this week that you can talk about.
Can we get a lawyer present? No.
I'm as close as you're going to get.
Yeah, that's probably true.
No, it was fun. It was just a chance for all of us to get together to talk about all the potentials of streaming and the new world that we're all going to be a part of. I don't think that this is privileged information, but we learned how to stream from the Brian Kibler.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Dragon Master himself.
The Dragon Master himself.
He knows a thing or two about streaming.
Yeah. So, a lot of us have been playing Magic for a long time in a traditional sense, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a whole new world that's coming in 2019. So, just having an opportunity to come out here and get a good grasp on what to expect and to just get to really introduce ourselves to everyone, because even though a lot of us have shared a lot of victories and some defeats with each other, now we got a chance to meet the people we didn't know from the MPL. Yep.
Yes, we also learned a lot of like inside stuff about streaming that you never know until you start to stream a lot. Brian told us a lot of stuff, and we learned a few things about Arena and all the technical in the game. So it was really good and fun week. We also play a lot of Magic, so it was fun.
That's always a good time.
It is. Yeah. So today's show is all about the MPL. And these guys, we're going to talk some Standard and stuff too, because we're a bunch of Magic players putting a room together.
It will eventually gravitate to that anyway.
But we're also going to take your questions, so feel free to put your questions in chat. I'll be looking at them here on my phone and pulling them up.
Cool.
And ask them of Brad and Luis or generally about the MPL. We'll answer what we can. But let's start with you guys are pretty new to streaming, right?
I'll let you.
Yes, I'm really new. Like I streamed just a few times, mostly before the playoff. I remember that I was selected to stream, but I never did the streams before, so it's really new for me. So I'm learning in the process.
For me, it's a little different. I've been making a lot of content for many years. I streamed back when Twitch wasn't even called Twitch for just a small period of time. I'd done, you know, the Versus Live series for many years. And I started streaming, but I honestly didn't like doing it on Mitko. Just too many clicks. It was for how I want to perform and how I want to do it. I wanted a faster, more easy, you know, thing. So once Arena came out, I was all in for streaming, and it is a world that I'm familiar with, but not as entrenched as I'm going to become.
Yeah, I mean, when players think of you guys, they you know, you're at the top of the game.
Yeah.
They think of you as pros. You've got this Magic thing down. But
how little they know.
You have to play both your player of the year.
We had to beat a person for it, though.
That's true.
A lot of times I receive questions about, oh, Luis, could you recommend me a cyborg for this deck? Or how? And I say, oh, I wish I knew this.
I know.
I wish I know this.
But This is a whole different world.
Yeah.
Streaming is a whole different world. How have you guys found dipping into that community so far?
Let me start with this, because I started streaming before even I heard about the MPL. Once Arena came out, I played Arena for a weekend with my fiance, and we made two accounts and we played a game, And then my cards talked to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And we spent 3 days straight that weekend. That's all we did. We didn't do our dishes or our laundry. We just played Guilds of Ravnica Sealed 3 days straight. And yeah. I was like, this is the future. Like, I've been playing Magic for a very long time. Like you said, we were very established. And it was starting to become a grind. The years kind of bled together.
Yeah. When they start coming, they don't stop coming.
Yeah.
Stop.
Is this what kind of show this is?
It's a little bit, yeah. A little bit. But no, it does get to become a little
bit.
Yeah,
and it was losing like that feeling. And the first time I saw a card come to life on the screen, I've wanted that for years. Mm-hmm. And that's it rejuvenated me. So, what was the initial question? I could talk for hours about it.
Brad's just really excited about it.
Yeah, I just don't want to go too far off.
Hashtag sponsored. But
thank you, Blake.
He's genuinely excited. Yeah. I know this for a fact. He's been talking my ear off this afternoon about it. But the community. How have you found the streaming community? Yeah.
Unbelievable. Ever since I've started, everyone in my own personal chats has been phenomenal. I've gotten to interact with Jeff Hoogland and Jim Davis and Amazonian, mm-hmm. Or the Amazonian, or is it Amazonian?
I think her channel's just Amazonian.
Amazonian. Mm-hmm. And she was awesome. And this, I can say that my close friend Brian Bronduin has also felt the same. It's so much better than I actually thought it was going to be, and I thought mm-hmm. it was going to be good.
Okay, Luis, what
about you? I had a tough decision about streaming in English or in Spanish.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Yeah. I end up choosing mostly Spanish.
We should have had the big reveal.
Well,
we should have revealed that. It would have been like, what language?
Well, I will stream in Spanish mostly because there's a lot of people who wants to see content. Mm-hmm. So from origin and Spain. So I receive a ton of messages saying, oh, we really want you to stream in Spanish. And so it's like two worlds because you cannot like stream in both languages one day, another. So it's been really hard to choose, but I will start streaming in Spanish and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But always all the people is invited to my stream and I can answer all in questions in English also, but mm-hmm. I will mainly talk in Spanish in my stream.
Okay. That makes sense. So we've got a few questions from chat
already about
streaming.
Already, all right.
Oh yeah, they're fired up. They're ready to go.
Well, I learned how Streamlabs or OBS works. Yeah, what kind of technical questions?
Well, one of the one of the questions was, what is your streaming setup? Oh, camera, microphone, that all that sort
of
jazz.
Oh, cool. I don't know how to answer this. Expensive. I have two giant monitors now. I've got a widescreen monitor and a big 33-inch just to play on, and then I've got an additional 32-inch wide that is able to like break into like effectively two spots for all the programs.
Yep.
And already I can see that I could add another one for other like things. That screen kind of gets jumbled as I'm yep. streaming. I got one of the arms for my mic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I mean, I don't know why I think this. Like, I play Magic professionally. I work in studios sometimes mm-hmm. and provide content. And I always thought that was just for the pros. I you have to be someone special to have one of those. And when I set mine up, I'm like, I am someone special.
This is how I know I've made it.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. You have the arm for my microphone.
I don't know why, but the most special thing I have is I upgraded my camera because it was a little blurry, a little outdated.
Yep.
And then I just had one lying around and I had a cat and I had a stand and I was like, I have a cat cam. So now I have a cat cam. And that's my setup.
Okay.
Well, I bought a like super fast computer mm-hmm. just to run the game and the stream smoothly, and I have a really good webcam, mm-hmm. two screens also. And nowadays I have a headphones with the mic, but I'm planning to buy like a special mic too.
Okay.
To have a good voice in this room.
Yeah, that's very
important. People want to hear your wonderful voices.
Yes,
I found it very important. I've had a lot of mic issues, even though I've been willing to purchase. So, like, I just couldn't get, like, I have a snowball. I don't know if I'm breaking them or how fragile they are, but, like, I've had a few mics that I just can't get right. And mm-hmm. then I finally got one. I'm working with someone that's helping with, like, a lot of these decisions. And I got one, and I love it. So. Yeah. But you just need a good mic because bad audio is it's hard to have a good viewing experience.
Yeah. if they can't hear you.
It's really annoying when you see someone like, and the audio is bad, so it's really important. Mm-hmm. The audio and the video.
Another question from chat. What was the biggest hurdle to setting up your streaming initially?
Oh, how many? This is like a triathlon of problems that I went through, because it almost felt like every time you'd fix something, there was like two more possibilities and one more issue.
Yeah.
The biggest hurdle was just getting a good quality stream, because I don't know what happened, but my computer was fine for a while and then it just wasn't working. I didn't know what, so I just got everything upgraded. I rebuilt the same computer. Mm-hmm. And then once that happened, then I had upload speed issues. I was getting 350 download and 2 upload, because there was some issue with a neighbor that was causing the upload to go down, and they fixed it in like 3 days. But like, I had this Ferrari, right? I just bought this Ferrari computer. And like, I can't use it. I could download a movie like that and I couldn't even send an email. I was like, why is this happening to me? Like, why?
Well, for me, it was pretty much the same. The biggest issue is the internet, because usually you don't care too much about the upload speed. But if you are streaming, you realize that even if you have 100 megas of download, you really need upload, and there's not a common thing. So I asked for a special service, and now I have like a good upload speed. So that was one of the tricky things about the internet.
Okay. We're going to come back to chat questions, so keep asking. I'm writing down all the good ones. But I wanted to move back a little bit to this is the first year of the Magic Pro League.
Yep.
And you guys didn't know it was coming. We talked to you guys before we announced anything publicly. What was it like getting that call, getting the invite into the MPL? Luis, let's start with you.
Well, I was at my home. At one point, someone from Wizards told me, are you able to have a phone call tomorrow? And I say, okay, this is big. No one calls you from Wizards. So
I had a different reaction. So they're gonna ask me some stupid question. That's gonna be it.
No, because I usually receive a lot of emails and answers and offers, like for the first stream. But when I received that email, I was like, okay, this is will be big. Well, it is big. So I'm really happy. Well, we need to figure out how will be this year. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
And it even didn't start yet.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, like I said, I got like, can I take a call? And I'm like, oh, it's gonna be some like something small, you know, not stupid, but like, you know, like something like, what do you think of this direction? What do you think of like maybe a small change to something,
or mini theories or thought experiments,
testing out some tournament change or something.
You
like
know,
that.
Like once or twice in my career, somebody from R&D would be like, hypothetically, if you could change one thing about this format, what would it be?
Yeah,
and then you know, just questions like that. So I thought maybe it was gonna be something small and like that, and then I got asked, is there anyone in the room? And I'm like, my fiance, why? And they're like, well, she can stay. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then as the information came, I honestly was like a cartoon, like, you know, and it was really awesome. And it's a big change and a big step. But I mean, so was Arena, and like, it's really tough. Obviously, like, I'm part of the MPL now, and a lot of that has to do with Arena, and it's hard to believe that what I say is genuine. Mm-hmm. But like, it's the program pretty much is what I wanted 5 years ago. Like, if I could dream, like, I always thought like what I want is my cards to come to life. You know, like, mm-hmm. I want them to feel more than just, you know, like, I don't want my internet experience to be a simulation of playing traditional Magic, and mm-hmm. and I mean it's awesome. So, I've been very excited about Magic for a few months now.
Very cool.
Or a couple months, I guess. It's felt the last 2 months of my life has felt much longer than 2 months. lots
how
of stuff.
How hard was it to keep that secret?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Not hard.
Not hard at all. Not hard at all. I mean, if you tell me a secret that's like something small and insignificant, sure, I'm going to want to tell people. But you tell me something and I'm like, I do not want to ruin any chances. No.
Your life is going to change so big. Could you keep the secret? Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
How is this changing your life?
Yeah.
Now that you bring that up.
Well, like I said, I spent many years playing Magic, and I love Magic, mm-hmm. but there's aspects of the game that just kind of got boring. Like, when you hit your 100th Grand Prix, mm-hmm. like, I hit my 100th Grand Prix this last year, and I was like, I've been doing this a long time, going to these same convention centers. Like, I would be like, have I went to this airport? And then I'd get out, and I'm like, I've eaten at that restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, the feeling just, I wanted something to change, and just this year it feels like it's going to. There's a new program that is awesome, and Wizards is clearly very excited about it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the thing is, we don't know what's actually going to change, right? Like, we don't know everything, the whole scope.
Yep.
We just know the push. And with the MPL, there's a lot of, like, security, at least for this year, and to make sure that, like, I'm doing the best I can do within this game, and I don't have to really worry about, like, all the little small things.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to sing that song?
No.
No?
Dude, that's the lawyer in me.
Yeah.
Not really a lawer. But I
Blake,
play one on TV.
Bug at the bottom, Blake is not actually
one.
A lawyer.
Yeah.
Luis, what about you? How has your life changed?
Well, I had like a few years traveling a lot, just the same as Brad, but living in Argentina is mm-hmm. really hard and super expensive to travel. So now that I'm in the MPL, I will travel a bit less, or maybe more times, but less time since I don't need to play too many GPs. And of course, having a year of like a job in the game that you love is really good. It feels like we are like part of something really big. Mm-hmm. Before, we were just players, and if you don't have success, one like if you have bad 6 months, you are out. So now it feels really good to be part of this, and of course we will continue to be.
Well, one thing to clarify for me at least, I don't want to speak on your behalf, but the one thing that's not changing is the visibility and the content and being out there. If I had to say my favorite thing as a Magic player is the discovery of a new deck, mm-hmm. and then if I did well with it at a tournament, the content that I produced the week after or the week before I do that. Like when I am able to provide the world a deck list and a primer for the sideboard, like my goal honestly is for someone to just take like a pre-packaged thing from me and take it to Friday Night Magic and it to function. That's mm-hmm. that has been something that I pride myself on. And now I just can cut out the 30 or 40 days in airports and a lot, just a mm-hmm. ton of extra travel. I want to focus on content this year. I already did before I even heard of the MPL. Like the moment I saw Rena, I was like, I am going to transition my life. And then I also got that call.
Yeah.
So it just, it worked out really well. But like, I knew that I was going to be taking a step back from going to every single tournament in the year.
Yeah.
And I was going to work more towards content and streaming and stuff like that. And here we are, and it's finally starting, and I mean, I only got to stream for a couple of weeks, and I'll be coming back. I mean, in fact, tomorrow I'll be back on the other side of the country streaming,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just looking so forward to it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your streams, Sean, yeah. can we put up their Twitch channels so that we can
we
talk
there
a little
go.
Bit about what people can
Wait,
expect
block
from
competition?
doesn't worry that. I mean, no, he's in Spanish.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not, fine. Yeah. Different audiences.
I'm not Rosetta Stone. I'm working on it.
So, talk a little bit to the audience about what they can expect out of your streams. At least we can start with you because yeah. you mentioned yours is going to be in Spanish.
Well, I will try to play as much as Constructed, the same as Limited, even if Limited is a bit awkward sometimes playing in Arena, but it's really good, the game is really good. Drafting sometimes is different,
mm-hmm.
but I will play as much as Limited as Constructed. So I'm trying to help the people and try to give some insights in the game and try to answer all the the question and trying new decks. As Brad says, we have the opportunity to try a lot of things and show to the people that the game has a lot of different options to choose. So we will have the time to make a good use of the time, I say.
I'm taking a very different approach to how I'm going to stream. I don't know if...
So before the stream started, they split these posters to make sure that they were appropriate.
Luis, before we move up back to Brad, what do you have a schedule that you're going to be streaming on? Is it going to be kind of ad hoc for a little
bit? Well, to start, in the beginning, I will stream on Tuesday and Thursday. From like 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on my time, so in Argentina. Mm-hmm. But I will see how it goes and add some hours other days. So at the beginning, I will start with that quantity of hours, but I will stream a bit more when I get used to.
Cool. All right, Brad, what about you?
So starting next week, actually, my brother and I are going to be starting a project called the Bash Bro Battles. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be both on our own independent streams and actually playtesting for the Cleveland Mythic Championship. So we will be using Arena to simulate the way that we test in person to try to get through all of these cards and sideboard plans and, mm-hmm. and all of this stuff. So we'll be direct challenging each other and discussing things with each other during our live streams. And that's going to be fun. So we're going to be doing that Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday night next week. And I'll also be streaming a few other times. I don't have the exact schedule set up, but I'm going to have a lot of streams leading into the next few weeks, getting ready for the tournament, the Mythic Championship, and then probably leading up into the next tournament, and then probably... Well, I'm going to still have to go to a lot of tournaments, aren't I? I'm just starting to realize
just
that.
Just yeah. Still
yeah. Tournaments are still a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Cleveland coming up in February. Yes. And then we've got the Mythic Invitational coming up at the end of March.
At PAX East in
Boston.
PAX East.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to London after that, and yeah, things are happening. So Brad, it sounds like you're mostly going to be streaming Constructed. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I've decided to, I'm going to probably, if I had to guess, 80 or 90% of my content's going to be standard. Mm-hmm. And I will be doing my best to provide a fun but educational and informative stream. And then the other 10 to 20% will be Twitch chat teaching me how to play Limited.
Okay.
So it's going to be a, you know,
a little give and take.
Oh yeah,
Twitch chat votes them standard. On the picks, they teach you Limited.
Yes. There are ways that the information is very easy for them to tell me what picks to take, and I don't know which ones to take. I can act like it. Mm-hmm. Like I'll be like, what should I take? And then you know, some people will say this, and I'm like, clearly I was going to take that one, but I had no clue.
You can hear everybody in Twitch chat right now being like, when's his stream? When's he doing that? When's he doing that? I want to tell him.
They're saying always listen to chat. Absolutely.
Yeah. Obviously.
So what are you playing in Standard right now, Brad?
Yeah, let's talk about Standard.
Everything. I guess the card that... There's two cards that I'm most interested in exploring further. One is Judith, mm-hmm. because Judith just works so well with so many different types of cards. It has both two relevant abilities that really interact with combat. I do like a lot of combat. It's very... Obzon Aggro-esque, going back to those days where it's a three drop that helps pump everything else. I like the idea that it works really well with Knight of Grace and Malice along with the Dawn of Vanguard, where you just have a suite of two drops that have four power that are difficult to beat in combat. Mm-hmm. Just a four, you know, two first striking creature seems mm-hmm. pretty good. But also it can take down a card like a Lyra even, or an Aurelia, because of Judith's secondary ability of dealing one damage. The other one is Hydroid Krasis. I pretty much want to throw that into every single deck that I possibly can mm-hmm. to see where it best fits. That one's like less cool and fun, right? It's just really powerful.
Just really
it's
good,
just
a, yeah.
I've like, played with that card in Limited, and every time I've resolved it, every time I've cast it, it's just bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cast it, draw some cards, gain some life. Doesn't matter if they counter it, you still get to draw cards and gain life.
So
it's really great.
So, yeah, those are the two cards that I'm most focused on. I stay as far away from Teferi as I can. I'll play cards like that when they're
Luis is over here smiling with Glaive, being like, well, come at me, bro.
Look, I played Teferi at PT Dominaria, and, mm-hmm. and I did well with it. I even, like, two of the matches I lost with the deck were me messing up.
I saw
I won
one.
7-3, yeah.
I stay after I lose my game, I keep watching.
It was bad.
Yeah, that was rough. Yeah.
It was bad. It was hubris. I was 6-0, 12-0 in the tournament. Actually, 6-0, 13-0 at the time. And I didn't think I could lose to anything, so I played super safe. Mm-hmm. And then I just died to a card I forgot about, even though I knew I could have taken a line to win the game. And that, for everyone at home, you know, don't let you think, oh, I can't lose a game, because it is so easy.
Yes.
It's so easy. And then I probably would have top 8'd and I'd still be here, though.
Your life would be much the same.
Any cards, like you mentioned Adanto Vanguard, which has been an all-star and standard mm-hmm. In a lot of decks. You mentioned Knight of Grace, Knight of Malice. Any other cards from non-Ravnica Allegiance sets that you think are unlocked to this standard with some of the tools that are now available?
This is, you remember earlier when we were talking about, like, we really don't know what's going on, but people think we do?
Yeah.
All right, so my answer to that would be...
Yes. I don't have a clue of that. Yeah. But the thing is, the metagame is really good right now. You can play a lot of decks and have good plans to win against any decks.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, my plan is to survive until turn 5,
and then
play Teferi, and try to kill all the Judiths and other stuff.
Yeah.
But you never know. The metagame is really open right now.
Yeah.
It's really healthy also.
To answer the question, when Guilds of Ravnica came out, the first thing I saw, looking at Pelt Collector and Ferox, Nullhide Ferox, mm-hmm. is that these are like Gruul cards. Like, they feel very like Gruul. Like, maybe like green splash.
Also, Merfolk. Yeah. The Merfolk.
Or Merfolk.
Merfolk
yeah.
have a good shot right now. You have a really good options too.
Yeah, that is very true. Like, mm-hmm. Merfolk does seem like a tribe that is close, right? And so we'll see how those play out. I don't think that Merfolk will be that good because it has a tough time with go wide white strategies and decks like Fine Finality. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm noticing is a lot of the decks that I'm exploring right now and a lot of the decks that I'm seeing other people play just kind of can't be Fine Finality.
Yeah, it's too good.
Yeah.
It's still a very, very good Magic card.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a concern to a lot of the new strategies. And that's kind of what happens in Standard is when, especially with like a Ravnica set where they introduce X amount of lands and we have all of these...
Four color decks. It's really easy to...
It's not even that. We have these guilds that we've already gotten a few months to explore and fine-tune, and then you introduce the other guilds.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, all the Golgari players are like, I've gotten to perfect my craft for 3 months, and the Gruul players just are starting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see these decks, you know, take on different iterations and finally, like, get all the tweaks out of them. And before that, you're just going to have to run into some of the other cards like Fine Finale where, you know, I was like, this Teemer Prime Speaker Vanifair deck is sweet. And then the board stalled and then I got Fine Finality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, this deck is clearly not playable if Fine Finality is in the metagame because I don't have ways to punch through and I don't have any way to beat this card and I don't have a late game engine. And so all of these things will just come. It's just a trial and error
mm-hmm.
Process.
Well, fun fact that the built-in pot with legs is an ooze. So if you put the ooze guy, it's fine.
That's
so
right.
Be careful with that.
And then the board, but then the board gets wrapped and you still have a 3/5 and they have a Carnage Tyrant, so that's a 9/7. And then you draw a lot of rolls and you pot into like another 2 drop or Vanifair into it.
Luis, what, so you want to drop Teferi, what cards, besides Hollowed Fountain, in Ravnica and Legions caught your eye?
Well, when they released Absorb, it was like, what?
Why?
Really?
Why are you doing this?
So, gain 6 to 12 life in a game is really big, but of course you had a lot of enemies, you had Karnsteran, you had the new enchantment that prevent to counter the creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But you have also the black-white cards that you have Mortify that is really good. Mm-hmm. And it's always work because it's a removal that can destroy an Ascanta or the enchant the an Ixalan binding. And also there's a new Wrath for 4 mana. Mm-hmm. It's a bit restrictive. but I like the how is control right now. It's hard to figure out how to build a deck, mm-hmm. but you have all the tools that you need. If you can predict a metagame, you can build a control deck.
I now that I have a platform where I can speak without Brian present, I need to say that Brian Bronduin, for clarification, Kaya's Wrath is in fact the four mana wrath you're talking about, and the reason I bring this up is because Kaya is who killed the Obsidian.
The Obsidian, right.
Yep. The Ghost Council. And which is my best friend's favorite Magic card. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but I have to keep reminding him that at least on a weekly basis. So I hope you're like watching from downstairs,
sorry,
Brian. But the Ghost Council is no more.
Here's a question for you, Luis, from chat. How is Absorb better than Sinister Sabotage?
Well, because the Survey one is really good, but three lives is a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an insane amount of life. Mm. You realize when you are playing control that having a really good card in your deck that gives you life is like huge. Mm-hmm. Each control player should know.
We had a question earlier in chat. How do you feel about the Turbo Fog decks?
Next question.
Well, the
you don't want to hear my answer.
Okay.
That in itself, I think, is an answer.
I despise Nexus of Fate as just a strategy. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is fun to play against. I don't even think the people that are playing it really, they might play to win. It's a good strategy to mm-hmm. win with. But it takes so much to just make sure you beat it. And I'm not a fan of the card. I just, it's a swing and a miss. There's a lot of good Magic cards that have been printed in the world.
Be a sorcery, to be honest.
Or it shouldn't go back into the library. It could just be a time walk. Like,
yeah. Yes.
You know, like, it's a swing and a miss to me. I think that it didn't think about just, like, how you can loop your deck and how easy it is to do that and to get to the situation. And it's just not, I hate it. I will make my statement. I just super dislike that.
Brad
deck.
Is planting his flag. Yep. All right. Let's move on to Limited.
Yeah.
We've gotten a couple questions about that.
All right. Well, that's my
and Brad's like, done. I'm gonna go get a drink. Yeah.
How's the Limited format going for you guys so far?
I haven't tried it yet.
Really?
I was going to get home and have Twitch chat teach me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so Twitch, tune into Brad's stream to teach him how to play Limited. What about you, Luis?
Well, I play not too many drafts, but probably 5-6.
He was drafting right before we came up to
literally, that was...
Literally, we were waiting on him. Waiting on him to finish a draft. He did lose at round one, though. So.
Yeah. But I found the guilds really good. Mm-hmm. Each guild has a lot of strategies. You can mix, like, splash. So also you have the archetype with all the guild gates. So the format is really fun. Mm-hmm. As far as I play, it's really, really fun. Well, I need to learn also how to draft.
Do you have any favorite guilds early on?
Well, Azorius has been really good for me, but I'm not sure if it's because it's really good or because I really love these two things. Like. But the 2/5 common card is like really good. Just attack you, block, attack you, win.
Yeah, the 2/5 with vigilance. Yes.
That can't be blocked.
That can't be blocked. Yeah.
Forget what it's called. It's a gold card.
Yes, the fact that
Azorius Gate Protector Watcher.
it's Azorius Knight something, I think, or other.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 2/5.
White chat will probably tell us at some point.
White is a bit weak. At this moment is what I think, mm-hmm. but you have a lot of good blue-white cards, and black-white also is really good.
Okay.
If you build an Esper deck, you have a lot
Azorius Knight Arbiter is the card. I'm reading it over our technical director's shoulder. Thank you, Sean. Azorius Knight Arbiter. I love that card when you
Chat
have high alert.
Chat got there as well. Yeah.
In play too. Yeah. High alert, that's a card, man. Yes. I love playing high alert. It's so great. I love when they tap down your creature with the tap guy, and then you're just like, untap it. Did it happen?
No, but what happened to me was I had two creatures with the one-man enchantment that makes you lose flying at the defender. And then high alert, attack.
Oh! So
it was really good.
Brad's like, I know these cards.
I've read them once.
I've heard of these cards, yeah.
Well, I know high alert. I lost to it on the streamer spotlight or the streamer.
Oh, to like the early access.
Early access event. Yeah. Brian Bronduin was playing a 1-3 fan club deck that was all about High Alert and Tezuko, and did beat me.
Yeah. Oh, Tezuko Umezawa with High Alert. That actually sounds really sweet. Yeah.
Also, you have the Homunculus that is like a weak card to 5 hexproof, but with High Alert, it says
humongous.
Yeah. Let's switch gears a little bit. Talk about the year going forward. What are kind of your guys' aspirations for the year? You're in the MPL for this year.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of competition ahead of you. There's a lot of streaming ahead of you guys. What are your aspirations? What are your goals for 2019?
Honestly, I bet that they will change in even a few months. Mm-hmm. Just like, I mean, I can give the answer of do the best I can in the tournaments, which I will be practicing for, and try to be a good entertainer for streaming and make sure that I learn how to do that right. Because honestly, so far it's a little overwhelming. Like, I've been in this, like, it's so weird that like you could just put, like, you could tell me that there was like 40,000, 50, 60, I don't know, like, and you could put that many people in front of me behind a lens and I'll be comfortable. But say that I have to read a chat and play a game and talk, it's super overwhelming and and just learning how to do all that. And so, like, I want to get better at that. But, I mean, I don't know where Magic's going. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to take the journey.
You mean we didn't share all our secrets with you this week?
Well, I tried really hard. I tried to go into different rooms. They just, I tried.
Well, in my case, I really want to win as many matches as I can in the tournament. Mm-hmm. But also being the league is super big for me, so I want to be in the league next year, so I will try to do my best. And also, I want to show to the people that you can play at high stakes, but being a good sportsmanship. Like,
you can play. It's easy to say when you won.
Yes, but sometimes it's really hard to play at the high stakes. But it's still a game, and you need to enjoy. And if you don't show that you are enjoying the game, it's like a bad thing. So I'm really focused on enjoying, because playing in the league is already a gift. So you need to
it's
enjoy.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
Yes.
Excellent.
It's awesome.
Well, chat, we're going to take your questions for a little bit. I've got a couple queued up here, but keep them coming.
Yeah.
Ask anything and everything of these two. They're right here. They're a captive audience, if you will.
And I'm surprised that no one asked about the playoff match that Brad tweeted to me on Twitter.
That's like something that needs to be streamed right there. You want viewers immediately.
I will say, you would not have wanted to play against me in the last one. I would have metagamed you. I would just circles around you.
But could be limited.
It could be careful. I'm on 12 pack sealed. Oh,
yeah. So if you don't know what they're talking about, Brad was, when he won Player of the Year, he won it in a playoff.
Against Guillaume Matignon.
Yep. They had to play a set at Pro Tour after the season already ended.
Yep,
Brad
PT
won.
Paris.
Got to be Player of the Year. And he was the only one who did that for a long time
until
this guy had
past
to just,
year
until what until you had to go and top eight a GP and tie Seth on the last week.
It was a nail biter. It was exciting and it was dramatic, and Brad's sitting over here like, I used to be special.
I know. Yes.
So yeah,
I did it.
One day
I
you
did.
Guys should have a Player of the Year playoff.
Well, we will play a lot of match this year, so
yes.
Probably
we
will play.
I'm sure you'll play each other eventually. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
All right, so a couple questions that we've gotten. What streamers do you guys watch and enjoy?
Oh, yeah. I actually want to know the answer.
That's
to
a
that.
Good answer.
Well, I can start. Mostly all of my success was when I started to watch Canister, who is in the MPL also. Mm-hmm. At that time, I had a lot of work in my country, so I didn't have enough time to test Modern. Most Lantern, because I play like maybe one match or two per day, because it was so long. But when I had free time, I tuned into his Twitch, so I learned a lot. So I had a lot of fun, and also I learned a lot. And then I used to watch a lot of Sascha, that is Hehe Dude. playing draft because I found him like really, really good explaining all the picks and that stuff. So both of them was the most watched streamed for me.
Cool. So I've lurked for many months in, I don't know, like for the last year, once Arena, I really started going back to Twitch and, and going and one of my late night go-tos was Thundermo for many months. I think, is it Thundermo Hellkite? Or is it just Thundermo?
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but I really liked that, playing a lot of different standard decks and things like that. Lately, Amber and I, Amber's my fiance, we've really liked Amazonian stream. She's really entertaining. But if I had to, say my biggest like surprise plus fun has been BBD's. BBD just started streaming, and he's a close friend of mine.
Yeah.
But like, I've caught myself doing this multiple times now, where I will stream myself, I'll raid BBD, I'll go into the living room. Amber might have been watching my stream and like playing Arena on the computer or on the couch. And yes, that sounds made up, hashtag sponsored, but that's just like the truth. And then it'll switch over to BBD stream, and I'll sit down and he's like, "Well, do you want to cook? Do you want to cook, or should we go out to eat, or you know?" What should we do? And then 45 minutes later, we're still watching his stream, and we're like, "Okay, we gotta go do something now." Like, but I would say that those are three of my usual go-tos.
Okay. Along the same lines, what podcast are you guys listening to?
Mine.
Oh, interesting.
Go ahead.
I have a podcast, bro.
That was not intended as someone actually asked that question. Right. But go ahead and talk about
it. You'll get paid after the show.
The handle is BBD.
So last week I started a podcast we launched with my brother and I. It's called the Bash Bros Podcast. And it's just something we've been wanting to do for a while. We probably shouldn't have done the first episode the day after we all streamed for 12 hours. That was you know, oversight. But we've been kicking that off, and each week on the show we have a special guest.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, and so this week we wanted an MPL member, someone that we're here and all of that. So we're actually going to have Brian Bronduin on the show. So that's going to be exciting.
Oh, really reaching on that.
Really reaching.
Brian,
and he was available.
He was available. Okay. I mean, I had to twist his arm, but since we traveled together and stayed together, he was like, "Yeah, I'll do it."
Okay,
very magnanimous of him.
Yeah, of course.
Same time.
Yeah. Luis, what about you?
Well, no, I'm not used to listen podcasts. It's not a thing that I usually do. So I heard like one from Paolo Vitor and Sam Black, and one from Javier Dominguez and his girlfriend. That was funny, but it's not a thing that I use to do daily.
Okay.
I would say I listen to about 40% of the game podcast. It's good. They're awesome, Jerry and Brian. I do listen to their podcast. It's really well done. I think that it's hard not to just throw it on, and there's a lot of good information. So that's my go-to. But I don't listen to a lot of podcasts since I don't have commutes. And when I'm at home, I'm usually making content. So it's not a medium that I get to like use a lot.
Fair enough.
Blake, what about you? What podcast do you listen to?
I listen to as many Magic podcasts as I can fit into my schedule because I need to know all the things that are happening.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. I was like, you know what? I'm guessing that it's probably promoted here to watch streams from work. Now, most places, a lot of my viewers get in trouble for watching streams from work, you know? But here, I'm guessing, I'm like, I bet a lot of Wizards employees have streams up in the background.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the background, we'll have meetings where we go and just watch a stream, depending on what it is. I'm on the communications team.
We're both,
So knowing the community and that sort of stuff is literally part of our job. Cool. Which kind of makes it great. I am getting a number of questions about how do you qualify for a Mythic Championship. That information is coming soon, I promise. I know saying soon feels nebulous and all that, but I've literally started working on the article. It's coming soon. I'm not going to say when, but soon.
It's fun whenever he says soon because it's the first syllable of my last name.
Here's the thing. We have a number of announcements coming over the next month, all having to do with high-level play,
yeah.
all having to do with different aspects of it, upcoming events, all that sort of stuff. It's all big news. Just keep an eye on Daily MTG and
tune into Weekly MTG.
And tune into Weekly MTG, yes. Yeah. We'll actually do some of that here.
Yeah. I mean, I will say as an outsider, like, everyone here has seemed like they are working really hard and are very passionate. And I'm not just saying that. Like, we've been here with doing a lot of fun stuff alongside Wizards. And, like, you know, we helped design the cards and set the OP and some floor rules. Like, we got a couple of our own in there, so that'll be fun. A couple curveballs throughout here. I'm making all of this up.
Yeah.
But, no, we're in these meetings and we're talking, and the energy here is phenomenal. And that's not something that, like, really gets across the monitors that often. And I will say, like, I'm energized after this week. I'm excited, and I can tell that everyone I've talked to is super passionate. And I don't think that that's just a tactic. That there's no way.
It's what we put in the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
It's real
also,
good.
Also, the coffee is really good here. I really like this
place.
And
that's why Brad's moving to Seattle.
Yeah. Exactly.
Another here. Let's go with this question. Coolest thing you saw in this building.
Ooh. I cannot disclose that information.
Just had it locked up.
Brad likes his job. Yeah.
I mean, the coolest thing I've seen previous times is the giant dragon.
Mm-hmm. Mitzi.
That's not something that we've seen on this trip, but I've been here a few times now. But on this trip, honestly, I just said it and I mean it, and I really do. The best thing that I've seen here is the involvement of WotC staff with us this week, and how energized and committed they are to, like, listening to our feedback on how to, like, what, like, you know, we get the open-ended question of, if you could do anything to Arena to make it better, what would it be? Mm-hmm. And, like, when we give what we think that answer is, it seems like we're getting listened to, and it's interesting, and everyone just seems so gung-ho right now.
Yeah.
Just, it's so true, and, like, I don't know if I would have, like stayed to just be on the show starting Monday. I might have been like, I want to get to the airport early and all that. And like after this week, I'm like, yeah, like let's keep doing this. Like let's keep this rolling. I've had such a good week.
Good.
That's good.
Well, to me, it was so funny to see how all the employees here at Wizards play draft on Wednesdays.
Oh yeah,
draft night. And also
yeah.
the thing that surprised me more was using the computers in the office. I log on Magic Online, I put my password, hit the enter, and it, 1 second after, I was logging in and to play a draft. It was like, I can't believe that. It was so fast.
Yeah.
I never log in so fast in Magic Online. That and of course, I lost a few drafts.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, we did actually get some questions from, I think, some of your fellow countrymen, Luis, about how you deal with the internet in Argentina.
Well, nowadays I have a good internet. I have like 100 megas download with 8 megas upload. I had troubles one time that the song was like something broken. But usually the internet goes really well for stream, so now it's fine. I can't say the company.
No.
lawyer. Not an actual
Bug.
Lawyer.
Blake not is not an actual lawyer.
I've gotten a couple questions just for your opinions on some cards in Standard. So we'll just throw these out.
Rapid fire line.
You guys, there aren't that many. Dovin.
Well, it's not a strategy that I am used to. Like, blue-white, you need to be aggro. Mm-hmm. But
attacking with creatures.
Yeah, what is that?
Weird.
Attacking?
Do you not think it could be a sideboard option for
yes.
Mirrors?
Well, yes. But I don't think that it's easy to beat a deck. It could be a real thing, but it's hard to figure out how.
Oh, for sure.
Especially with the other tools that are in Standard.
Yeah, sometimes the Planeswalkers are really easy to build around, but Dovin is kind of awkward.
I'm happy. I'm happy. The moment that I saw that Domri wasn't busted was, and we know that Kaya and Dovin are not Teferi and, you know, Vivian and things of that nature. I'm just happy that it looks like the Planeswalkers are going to not be the centerpieces of strategies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get boring and redundant for me. I don't like that every game revolves around getting Teferi into play and just riding it to a victory, or getting it into play and riding it to a victory, or getting a Rell's Eric.
Even Karn, that is colorless.
Or Karn, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to have like Planeswalker that doesn't win the game if you don't solve it in like two or three turns.
Yeah, exactly. And so like I like the new Planeswalkers. They seem fun. They seem like they might have a home. They're not busted. And that's doesn't have to be. We don't have to have an argument of how do we make this card. We want to make it as good as possible, but it doesn't have to be great or terrible. It can just be a magic card that interacts with the other magic cards.
Yep. Light up the stage.
I think that card is good. I think that card is very good. I haven't gotten to test it personally yet, but it does seem like if you want to play a high density of burn spells along with like Vioshino Pyromancer and that, you're going to want some kind of card advantage in a format that does have a little incidental life gain. Like Louis said, a red deck that has too many lightning bolt effects is going to not want to get absorbed.
Also, have a divination in red is sometimes is good, like in the late game, and playing for one mana. And the fact that usually these type of cards, it's only until end of turn. So sometimes you can get the full use. But having an extra turn, so mostly you will play the two cards.
Even if you hit two lands,
yes,
you can still just get them
up. That card is really good, and also it's really good in Modern. Even better than in Standard.
Oh, I bet. I haven't seen it in Modern yet.
Yeah.
Like I said, like the new set came out, and I thought that if I got to play Standard 3 days before the pre-release and play for like 3 or 4 days and then come out here, that I would have a leg up, but I feel so far behind in Magic. Like, I don't know what world I'm living in anymore.
Yeah.
I got to play Standard 3 days before pre-release. That is amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Speaking of Standard, currently, again, another question from chat. Which do you think is better in Standard, Vivian or Teferi?
Ooh.
That's not close to Teferi.
And I'm pretty sure we already know Luis's answer.
No, wait, maybe Vivian has more places to be really good, but Teferi by itself did make everything. Like,
I mean, I think Golgari was better than Jeskai,
okay,
if that makes sense to say. Yes. Like, I definitely think that Golgari was just the best deck to play, and it really wasn't a question. I mean, it was a question. It's really close, but I tested a lot of Standard. There was a few tournaments that I really wanted to do well in, and I couldn't find a reason not to play Golgari. And I was kind of anti-Golgari immediately when the format came out.
Yes, Teferi is better than Vivian, but Vivian's house is better than Teferi's house. So.
Yes.
That's a good metaphor.
That's a good one, yeah. But yeah, Teferi is gross. And we knew that, like, when we saw the guilds that were going to be out in Guilds of Ravnica and Azorius wasn't one, we were like, maybe we get Teferi Reprieve.
Mm-hmm. Also, when you have a 5-mana Planeswalker in Modern, it's because it's broken. You don't see 5-mana Planeswalker in Modern.
Yeah,
that is actually true. And for all the jokes, like, yes. I only play Jeskai in Modern. Yeah. For the last 6 or 7 tournaments, I've only played Jeskai Control in Modern to really good results. I've kept track of them, and I've had very good results, the best I've had in Modern, because Teferi is a disgusting magic card.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, I will say.
It is.
Beautiful magic card.
We've got time for a couple more questions. This is a good one. So you're in the MPL for this year.
Yep.
How much do you see your life changing because of that?
Well, this year is like someone offers you a job, like he's play Magic, stream Magic, and it's insanely good. Mm-hmm. So my life changed a lot because of that, because before I was thinking, okay, I need to really hit good results to be like in the train, but now that I can like work in this, is completely different. Even if I drop from the league for the next year, maybe I can build a community helping me with the streams and a lot of things. So I can't say how it will be for the, even if, as Brad say, in a few months everything can change, but it's really big. It's like different because the whole thing. So all the world of Magic changed. It's changing. With Arena, we will have more tournaments, more people, more stuff. So we can't predict how will be, but of course it's insanely good for us.
Yeah, I mean, it, like, to just put it down, like, honestly, like, in Magic, I've been playing competitive Magic for a long time, and it's always felt like the money got moved around in competitive Magic, and there was different goals, posts, and different things, and we could do different things, but it was very similar. And this year is just not that. Mm-hmm. Seeing Elaine at the game awards, it's like that hasn't happened before.
That was a pretty cool moment. Yeah.
And when I'm streaming, and within 2 weeks, I go from having like some numbers to way bigger numbers, and I see a lot of other people getting more. And like there's like the Twitch Rivals tournament, and I saw Jeff Hoogland had hit 10K at one point the mm-hmm. other day. Like I don't know where I'm gonna be, because like I'm in a world that I don't even, it's not that familiar, even though it's Magic. This isn't familiar right now.
Yeah,
I'm moving I'm moving because the MPL deal for this year has given me the ability, the assurance that like I can at least make this decision pretty well for myself. And I don't know. I really don't have answers. I don't have hidden secrets. I don't have any of that stuff. I have a shared passion of wanting to see Magic be as awesome as it can be and get into all the other houses as it possibly can, because like there's a reason why I play this game. Mm-hmm. Like there's a reason why I played this game for 16 years of my life. I think it's the best game on the planet.
Mm-hmm. So we were passionate about the game before this, so yeah. Now just imagine. And all the work and effort that they put in Arena is really good, because now it's really easy to get into Magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like competitive Magic is going to just be a whole new landscape. It's going to be bigger and bolder, and we're going to have new and different platforms to play it on. We're going to get to do more things. It's really tough question to answer right now, because we don't have the answers. We just have the faith that this year is going to be awesome, and so far it has been. And a lot of some of that is Wizards, some of it's the community, like just the streaming. Like we were talking about that, a lot of like we're all here, we're having conversations just amongst the MPL members, and we're like, this streaming thing is way cooler than we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Just way cooler. Like the community is way better than we thought it would be. We didn't think it would be bad, just not like as awesome, you know. Like it's really cool. The people I've met through it have been really awesome and supportive and helpful and just nice and funny, and like it's a whole new world. And I wish we had answers. Mm-hmm. We don't. Like honestly, Luis and I are just gamers, and we spend so much of our time looking at Magic cards and figuring out how they interact and figuring out how to optimize them. That's our goals. And now, you know, someone turned the light on. Like we don't know what to expect. It's exciting. Like it's gonna be fun.
We will find it. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, so. Oh, we're also gamers. We will optimize it. Like,
Well, now that Brad's given the speech that we paid him to give.
That didn't actually the clear, though. The check didn't clear.
We'll talk about it. Okay.
Lake is not a lawyer.
Yeah. We're going to end the stream on that.
Yeah.
And actually, it's time. These guys are heading home pretty quick. They've had a great week here, but they're heading home.
And thank you guys so much for taking the time out, being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a few cool shows coming up. So if you stick around, Kenji will be streaming after this.
Cool.
And then next week on Weekly MTG, the professor of Tolarian Community College fame will be descending from his lofty YouTube heights, also known as Portland,
Oregon.
To come actually here to Seattle. He's going to be in the studio as well, and he is going to ask us all the questions. He's going to get to the bottom of what's true and what's not about what the internet
is about. It is a can't-miss show, so make sure you tune in.
You've got me hooked, honestly. Like, I'm tuning in, like... He's
Brad,
running
check,
it.
Check is coming.
Yeah. No,
Brad,
he's running.
Brad's
the
like,
show?
I'm gonna raid that stream.
Yeah, actually.
Why couldn't we run the show? We've been wanting more answers all week. Like, I didn't know that this was a possibility.
Anyway,
we'll talk after. All right.
Thanks for watching Weekly.
Thanks
MTG.
For watching. We'll see everyone next week.
Take care.
Bye.